right, so I am all the way in building 34 on Microsoft campus here in Redmond, where my good friend Ken dragged me down to see someone he claims is amazing technology. Ken, why don't you tell the millions and millions of people watching Channel 10 why I'm here?
So I've been working at Microsoft a while, and I'm kind of a gadget nut, and about 2004, I actually got these Ultimate Ear headphones, what most of the music industry uses, and it changed the way I listen to music. And I was such a big fan.
Where did you get them? How'd you find out about them?
A friend of mine told me about the company. They do custom moldings at the time only.
Okay.
And I got these custom moldings, and when I heard them, I'd never heard music at all like that, and I listened to high-end stuff. And I started telling people about it, and everybody...
It's a bold statement, Ken.
Everybody that basically followed me and got their own, it changed the way they listen to music, and they thanked me for letting them know about it. Then they came out with some consumer versions where you don't have to have custom moldings.
Okay.
And then I invited them to Microsoft to just let people try them out, and now this is their second visit. And it's just, everybody is starting to talk about them, and it's just, it's
so
really...
you're just a passionate, adoring fan of Ultimate Ears, and like you sort of then promoted them just because of your love of their product?
I kind of consider myself their ultimate fan.
Wow.
In the geek or business traveler type space.
Ladies they mostly... and gentlemen, the world's first headphone fanboy.
Right, exactly. And so, and also I do a lot of community work here at Microsoft with developers.
I know.
And I just kind of work with their company about what kind of things they can do in the blog space, the podcast space. And they've been just taking my lead and on some ideas, and I love doing it, and so I just kind of engage in community.
Awesome. I mean, that's like, amazing. That's what we love about Channel 10. You know, you are our perfect audience.
Oh, I couldn't even hear you because I'm listening to my Ultimate Ears.
And now, since you've done such a great job of promoting them, let's do my job.
Now, this
and
is Mike, right?
Now, Mike is sort of the head PR guy at Ultimate Ears.
Well, I like to try to do as little as possible. And when I'm not doing that, I'm taking care of artist endorsements, artist relationships, event throwing, promotions, and things like this, yeah.
All right, now, Ken, give us a little bit of his story behind Ultimate Ears. Why don't you give me the real story? How did this come about, and basically, what is the overall, you know, the tagline of Ultimate Ears? What is it?
The tagline is how music's meant to be heard.
Okay.
That's the official tagline. The unofficial tagline is we make kick-ass headphones.
Right on. I mean, like that tagline.
If you love music and you want, I mean, if you're passionate and you want every ounce of music, if you want to feel the passion and feelings and emotions that a musician put into their music, you have to hear it with our product. Everything else, it's like a bottleneck. It just gets lost. You can't feel the breakups in that, sadness or that happiness or that, I don't know what I'm going to do without her in the music. Our headphones translate all of that. Everything comes. Nothing's lost. The reason that they sound so good is they're made for musicians by musicians. And I like to say that we're the most famous brand that you see all the time that you don't recognize. But every time you're watching live music, if you're at a Killers show, Incubus, Fall Out Boy, it doesn't make a difference if you're there or if you're watching them on television. If you look close, you look and you see something in their ear.
Yeah, they're always like tapping it. Like,
exactly. And it looks like a hearing aid, or maybe it looks like a little bit something more stylish, and it fits for their ear and their ear only.
Uh-huh.
That's what we do, and we've been behind the scenes doing that for over 12 years.
Is that, I'm sorry to be in trouble, is that your personal pair right there?
Yeah.
What is the Japanese symbol, because I'm a big fan?
Yeah, I think it means mice and something.
It means what?
No, I don't know what it means. The guys in the lab put it on.
Okay,
actually.
There you go. Sorry, just lie, nobody knows.
I was thinking.
It means rock star! Anyway, let's get back. So how did this come about? The need, you said, did you invent this?
Our founder, our product inventor, Jerry Harvey, was a modern engineer for Van Halen.
Right on.
So think about the last time you're at a concert and think how loud it is, right? It's just pummeling, 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 and nobody thinks about it from a musician standpoint, but it's that loud for a musician as well, and even worse, you've got screaming girls, and you've got the sound reverberating back and forth from the walls.
I'm one of those screaming girls.
No, I think I recognize you.
What have you seen? Anyway.
So the musicians were starting to go deaf, actually. They couldn't hear they couldn't hear what they were playing. So imagine how awkward that would be to be playing guitar and look over to the left and be like,
That's not good. It's not good for the fans.
Not at all. And so it started off with the drummer Van Halen, who started going completely deaf. His ears would just seize up in the middle of the show.
Literally hear nothing.
Completely, completely seize.
Wow.
And so our product founder, his sound guy, was like, I can figure it out. And he just started taking apart hearing aids and taking the armatures of, you know, the speakers that are in them, taking them apart, reconfiguring them, sticking them in the drummer's ear. And all of a sudden, the drummer's like, this is pretty good.
Oh.
Then the rest of the band was like, I want some. The next thing he knew, Skid Row, they were opening for him at the time. And Skid Row's tour manager lays $3,000 on him. It's like, Skid Row wants some. And then in every single town he would show up in, he'd brought us new bands, and they'd just be like, I want it. And we sort of started and pioneered an industry like that. And at this point in time, we have over 80% of the market. We have over 10,000 of these custom pieces that are made. And
now, before that, there was nothing in their ears? They were simply using the speakers on stage?
They were just using the speakers on stage and the PA system, or what they call wedges.
Love
you
it.
Remember the old heavy metal videos of someone with their foot up and rocking and rocking?
Sure.
Those speakers have been replaced by these. So think of the entire sound stage system, entire PA system compressed and put into here. And while it's a really, you know, kind of sexy looking cute Cheeto of a product, there's actually a lot of science and technology behind here.
Okay, let's get to that. What's going on in there?
So what you're looking at three balanced armatures. And a balanced armature is different than a regular diaphragm speaker. A balanced armature, think of it as a magnet with a small lever floating in between, and the electrical impulses make the lever vibrate at specific frequencies, very much like a guitar string being plucked, if you will. So there are two armatures doubled up for our low end, one doubled up for the high end, and there's this circuit board, this printed circuit board, and that actually splits the frequencies apart. So it comes out of your source, your Zune, any other player, travels up the wires, hits that. The low frequencies go to the low-end response. The high frequencies go to the high-end. Everything is hand-tuned, time-aligned, ported out individually. The sound never mixes until it interacts with your eardrum. Even the shells it's an incredibly complex project. So what happens, in order to get this custom piece, I have to go to an audiologist, an ear doctor, like a hearing aid specialist, and they take an impression of my ear. They fill me with liquid silicone.
Gross.
It's five minutes of quiet, right?
It is what it is. You got to do it.
And so we then take that mold, the exact mold of my ear, and then we digitally scan it, convert it over to a CAD file, and then build this type of shell with a three-dimensional printing process, just an SLA technology, just layer upon layer. After 24 hours, we have it, and then we can add color or re-inject it, and then make it look pretty. I mean, so we really borrow core competencies from the hearing aid industry, automotive industry, the dental industry, the jewelry industry, the fashion industry, and the sound industry, and we come up with this product. This is the end all be all.
This is it. Now you said the shell or the casing is custom made, and what about the internal, the technology, the workings there? Is that custom to each user, how they want to hear things?
There's a couple different sonic signatures, right? If you're a live performing musician, you want to have some just real growl and some power to it. That's our UE7.
So
that's a model for stage use. And then if you're an audiophile or a purist or
Like the presets on your equalizer.
Exactly. So we have pieces that are already preset.
Gotcha.
And if you want something that's studio reference flat, if you want to hear music exactly as the artist intended you to, then you use our UE10s.
Okay.
And that's the end all be all, the Cadillac of, this is how music was meant to be heard. If you are listening to a bass player, you hear their fingers slide along the keys.
Wow.
And if you're listening to a singer, you hear the exhale. It's that precise.
Wow.
And so the good news is we've taken all the same technology that all your favorite celebrities and performers are using, and we've taken those and dropped them into our universal pieces.
Oh, look at that.
We did this a couple years ago. This is actually one before we met Ken. We were in the process of doing this. And so we've taken all the internal configuration pieces, shrunk the speakers down even more, and put them into these universal housings.
Gotcha.
So this takes 2 weeks to get. You have to go to a doctor. There's a lot of hurdles. Unless you're a performing musician, or unless you want the best of the best of the best, then you would go for this. But if you can't do that, then you just go for a plug and play, get it right off the shelf, pop it into your player, and you're good to go. And you have the same, relatively the same sonic signature as what we created for all of your favorite musicians.
Very nice.
This nice blue one, this has got three speakers, exactly like what I was telling you here. Two doubled up for the low end, one for the high, and the crossover. This has two speakers, one for the highs, one for the lows.
Right.
We have a product that's made specifically for hip-hop, house, trance. I mean, it actually has a woofer encapsulated in it, so it's got that huge 808 kick. We've got something for everyone. We have one for podcasts and jazz, entry points. Basically, we have a product that fits with any level of where you are on your high-definition audio spectrum.
That's awesome. Now, you said this one takes 2 weeks, so if I wanted to get a custom hair done, but I have to go to the doctor beforehand, or can you guys do that for me? Do you have that in your lab?
We have it in our lab, and why don't you come down? You said you're in LA, right?
I am there frequently.
So come down the next time you're there. Come and take a tour of our lab. You can see how we do this. We have a little sweatshop in the back.
Oh, nice.
And we have an audiologist.
Four children working it.
Yeah, little ones. It's okay. And we have the audiologist in the back.
And see all the work and see how it's done.
Yeah, we'll shoot your ears. It's... We'll show you how you digitally scan it. We'll even let you pick out your own artwork and kind of draw that out and etch that in.
It's a date. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for part two. But to finish up part one, let's give him a go. It really sounds like they're not headphones. Like you're literally in a room full of sound. Like it's not these. I mean, except for the fact that I can feel them in my ear. Otherwise, I wouldn't even know that they're headphones. It probably sounds better than real life. Yes. Let's go with the caddy.
Okay.
Def Leppard. This is amazing. I'm gonna let him tell you where you can get more information about Ultimate Ears if people online want to like learn or shop or buy. And I'm gonna casually sneak off. While no one's looking with these pair.
What? Is that Michael Jackson over there? Hey, for more information, go to ultimateears.com.
Original guy, and I began to be the sick of the distro. We own another.